Jun, Shavas, Manal, you.
Me, yeah.
Yap, and that's all. Who did I miss?
That's also Ken from Scenic.
Okay.
Christina took roll call before you joined, but Kim here and there's several others.
Okay.
Maybe we should actually do around the call roll call, which I know is hard to do because everyone interrupts everybody else or doesn't speak at all, but I'm going to lose track of who we've got if we don't all speak up and speak slowly so that we can understand. So I've got me, obviously. You could all just, if you hear, if you get a gap, say who you are, and then we'll go through and do a roll call. So, Kim, I got you. I'll put you down. Kim Davies. Who else do we have on the line?
Mandy Carver.
Hi, Mandy. How are you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Okay, next one. Who else?
Ram Mohan.
Ram, how are you? Good, thank you. Next one.
Shivash.
Yep.
Ashani.
Shivash, thank you.
Jan's coming, joining.
Yanis.
Is that you? Who's that? Yanis?
Yanis, yes.
Hi, Yanis. Great,
hi.
Thank you. Hi. Next one.
Behet.
Hero.
Hero, thank you. Next one.
Yap, Akagos.
Yap, thank you. Someone else?
Beher.
Beher. Thank you. Someone else? Don't all rush at once. Right. Well, Bart, you're there.
Yeah. Christina.
Christina, you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
So I've got myself, obviously, Kim, Mandy, Ram, Sivash, Yanis, Hiro, Yap, Bahair, Bart, Christina. Mingjong, you're there as well, aren't you?
Did you get Manal?
This is Manal, yes.
Yeah,
Manal. I've got Manal and I've got Mingjong.
And Hiro.
I've got Hiro. So, just one more time. Kim, Mandy, Ram, Sivash, Yanis, Hiro, Yap, Bahair, Bart, Christina, Mingjong, Manal, and me. Anyone else? Okay, Bart, who are we missing?
We're missing Nashwa, Mohammed Yang Kwok from the African region, Jihan Fu from Taiwan, Andrei Koleshnikov from Russia, Maria Mokina Vajeles from the European region, Sandro Marconi Rodrigo Saucedo,
yeah.
And Keith, Shavasumban from the airline, Olga, we missed.
Okay.
And we missed Chuck.
Fine. All right. Well, let's get started. The great thing about these calls is these ones is that there's not necessarily a fixed group. So, Bart, do you want to take us through the agenda?
I think we did the roll call, process and pottery.
Okay, hold on. Someone, whoever is there with a small child in the background, congratulations on the small child. If you could mute your phone, that would be wonderful. Star 6 mutes the phone. Thank you. Sorry, Bart.
Let's say the next step is...
There's definitely still a small child there.
Try again. Process and glossary, and then the topic paper itself as sent last week, and that's about it, and then next meeting.
Okay, so what do you want to start with?
I want to start a bit, say, where we are in the process, If you, I send out an email on the 2nd of September, more or less the schedule leading up to Seoul and regarding the topic paper. I sent you the topic paper last week, agreed, and today we have the first conference call on the topic paper. The next step is that based on the feedback received today and the feedback by email and comments, I'll update the topic paper and send it out by next week, and then a next call is scheduled around the 12th of October to finalize the topic paper and prepare it for publication. So that is where we are.
Could you just explain to everyone briefly what how the topic paper works and why we're using this particular methodology, given that we used it in the previous working group, but?
Yeah, the topic paper is drafted, in fact, to refine the scope of the overall policy. It is a set of questions, and, answering these questions will almost structure and shape the recommendations and the direction of the recommendations. So, but to really scope out the overall policy, we start with a topic paper, issues paper. So it's just a set of questions.
Which is what we did originally when we were looking at IDN CCTLDs in the fast track, wasn't it?
Yeah, and this is what we do, what we've done in the previous PDP as well.
So is it a goal for this call, Bart, to get any comments or input on the topic paper?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So before we move on to that, is there anything before that you need to deal with, or can we just move on to that?
Yes, it's at the suggestion of YAP at the prior call. We have prepared a tentative glossary of terms which might be relevant of the for the overall policy. So we have a more or less standardized terminology we could use. That needs to be updated with some of the definitions from the IDNC working group report and from the implementation report, implementation plan, the final draft of the implementation plan. For instance, the description of what is a meaningful representation. I suggest we keep this at this stage in the background, just for purposes and for the activities of the working group.
Okay.
But it's good to have a consolidated list of terminology.
Okay, so we have two documents. We have a glossary.
Yeah.
If we could, Bart, at some point, if we could all agree how to spell internationalize, that would be really helpful.
Okay.
At the moment, I put in a bid for internationalize with an S because that's how it should be spelt, but I'm sure that there are those who will spell it with a Z. But there's a glossary, and then there is the topic paper, which we're going to discuss in a minute.
Yeah.
While you were talking about, I think at least two people joined the call. Who just joined?
It's Edmund joining.
Sorry.
And
was
Cheryl.
I heard Cheryl and who else?
Edmund.
Edmund. Hi, Edmund.
Thanks, guys. Okay, so where we're at then is the glossary is something we can kind of look at as we go along.
Yeah.
Add to, take things out. Fantastic. The actual topic paper itself, the goal for that topic paper is to get that ready to go out in enough of a good shape to go out for public comment in around about 3 weeks' time.
Yep.
And then have a 28-day comment period, which would include the face-to-face meeting in Seoul.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. it's pretty hard with such a large group of people on a call to get into too much detail on text, but we've all had this topic paper for a while. I don't think, personally, to me, it's fairly much the same as the original one was, with a few additions. But I'd be interested to see if anybody has anything that, any comments or comments they'd like to address on this call, or any questions they'd like to ask on this call in respect specifically to the topic paper.
Chris, I have Yanis.
Yes, Yanis.
You already partly answered, but I still want to be sure how much this topic differs from the one we addressed before we started Fast Track. This is question number one. And number two, whether lessons we learned from going through Fast Track has been incorporated in this paper. Because I honestly cannot see, I cannot find in this paper questions of fees and contracts.
Yeah. But?
What I've done is say I haven't included, or what is not included is the questions on fees and contracts. That's something to do with a bit of the scope of a PDP. So that's one. What I've done is, in preparing this draft, I've included, I've started with the original issues paper, the joint GAC CCNSO issues paper. I think that was from 2007, and which started the whole PDP. And I've included, refinements from the IDNC working group topic paper, and some, on specific topics where the implementation plan has already made choices, included some language on that as well. What I could do is send out a comparison, if that is helpful.
Two things, Bart. Yanis, did you want to come back on that?
Yeah, no, I don't think that we need more papers. I see that staff is paid to write. Sorry, so the papers are very long, and sometimes it's hard to get to the end without remembering what was at the beginning. But it's not the question. We don't need this comparison. If you say it is more or less the same, we take it as it is. Simply, I think that the lessons we learn going through the fast track should be reflected at the very beginning of PDP as well. And I think that there should be a question whether there should be a form of relationship between IBM CCTL, the operator, and ICANN. What that should be, the same applies whether there should be some fee or not. This is just obvious because we are going through it already, and maybe we will have some kind of answer after the fast track. But maybe we will disagree, and for this purpose, we will invent something else.
I agree with that, Yanis. I think my suggestion on the way to handle the fees and contracts issue is to put it in as a topic in the topic paper. It may be that the answer is the recommendation of the working group is that IDN CCTLDs should be treated in exactly the same way as ASCII CCTLDs, and therefore it's inappropriate to come to any conclusions in the IDN space because it should be looked at in the complete space. Or it may be that the working group decides that there is a separate circumstance for IDN, but I think we should have the opportunity to talk about that and discuss it in the topic paper. So I think we need to add those in, Bart.
I will.
And it would be useful, I think. I mean, we were fairly sure when we finished the fast track topic paper that we'd covered practically every issue we could think of, apart from the things we decided not to. So I think, unless we come up with some new ones, as long as it pretty much follows the same line, which it seems to me to do, we're probably covering all the bases, aren't we?
Yeah. It's what is added, and because and that's the difference. It's the whole question about delegation, redelegation, retirement of CCTLD or IDN CCTLDs, say in the IDNC, say the fast-track process, it was a given that the CCTLD should be treated that way because that was a board resolution. In this case, in the overall policy, it's a question that needs to be answered as part of the policy.
You mean stretching IDNs outside of the ISO list?
No. What if you look at, say, the IDNC working group charter?
Yeah.
So the for the fast track that included some conditions, requirements, which had to be taken into account by the fast track working group. One of them, for instance, was that the IDN CCTLDs would be delegated in the same manner CCTLDs. Now, this is, we're talking about the overall policy, so it's now included as a question, and probably it's a rhetorical question, it doesn't matter. It's something that we need to, this working group needs to decide upon, recommends that, say, the whole current CCTLD delegation practice is applicable to IDN CCTLDs under their overall policy.
Right. So it is in there as a question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
It's slightly different than you said. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. No. That's okay. Does anyone else have a comment or question at this stage? I'm assuming that with this topic paper, over the next couple of weeks, we'll bounce questions and ideas back over the list so that we can finalize the document in time to go out. And bearing in mind it is only going out for comment, it doesn't need to be perfect at this stage. But anyone else got any comments or things they want to say? Good. Well, that's excellent. We can all go home.
I can't.
No, you can't, Cheryl. You have to stay in your hotel in Sydney.
Thank you.
And I don't have to go home because I already am. But if we're comfortable to take your existing document and work our way through that over the next sort of 10, 14 days...
Preferably, in order to make... we can shift it over the next week or so.
Right.
So if you could send comments either to me directly or over the list, say over the next 7 days, then we reasonably on schedule. Otherwise, we have to stress everything to publish it in prior to Seoul, and we can finalize it on a next call.
Okay. What else do you need us to do, Bart?
Nothing at this stage.
Oh, cool.
Excellent.
Someone's very upset by that. Bart, when you we're going to have another call before Sol, right?
Yep.
And that call is the goal for that call is to finalise the first draft of this paper.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then send it out.
Yeah, and I'd say prior to that call, I will send, that's why I requested to have it as soon as possible, the comment. I'd say a couple of days prior to that call, I will send out an updated version.
Cool. All right.
This is here, but I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep this in question format, or do you want us to send possible answers to these questions? You're just asking for us to... rephrase these questions if you don't make comments about whether these questions are, right questions or you're asking, you just want to keep this in question format, right?
I understand. Yeah, I think we just want to keep it in question format at this stage, don't we, Bart?
Yes, because I think if you look ahead, I think, say, in your meeting, we will change the mode. First of all, check whether with the community whether the questions are right, and then already go into answering mode. And I think the face-to-face meeting in Seoul, we have a first tentative go at answering these questions. So at this stage, yes, just the questions. scope the whole, and it's to scope the overall policy.
Yeah, okay. I think that's right, because well, the first thing we have to agree, and we'll get the communities to agree, is that these are the questions that need to be asked. Once we've got that, it also has the advantage of giving everybody a reasonable opportunity to think about what the answers might be without actually having to express them at this stage. And then, and this worked very well with the fast track. We did that, and then we said, okay, these are the agreed list of questions. And it's not a closed loop. There may be more questions that come up as we go along. But for now, these are the questions. Now let's start working on some answers. It really is just a case of shaping the paper so that it is, it covers all the questions, two, it's understandable, and three, it's relatively easy to follow. So I would ask those of you for whom English is not your first language to comment if things are unclear or don't make sense, because it's really easy for me to look at it and say, yeah, it all makes sense to me. But if you're having problems understanding it, it would be really helpful if you actually said that at some point in the next sort of week or so. Anyone else got any questions or comments on the topic paper before we move on? Okay, in that case, but apart from any general questions there might be about process and where we're going, which we'll get to in a minute, is there anything else that you need to address?
No, not at this stage.
Hi, Chris. This is Manel.
Yes, Manel.
Actually, I initially had two questions, but Yanis was faster than me raising the issue of the absence of the DOR and the financial contribution.
Yeah.
And my second question has to do with the definition of the variance. So am I asking this at the right moment, or should I wait?
Sorry, Manal, the definition of variance.
Do you refer to the glossary?
Yes.
Ah, okay, excellent.
I think if you have, say, the first focus will be on the on the topic paper, and as I explained, clearly, is that I'll maintain the glossary. If you have comments and everything else, please send them on in a separate note on the glossary, and I'll include them. Just for your understanding, what I've used in the glossary are the current definitions on the ICANN web, ICANN IDN glossary and the IANA glossary. So the way I envision this is that through this process, in parallel, we'll develop our own definitions.
Okay.
Did you have a problem with the existing one in the document, Manal?
I'm personally confused. When we refer to the term variance, are we talking about visual confusion, or is it also, for example, Egypt in Arabic and Egypt in Chinese, for example? Are those considered variants?
Okay, good question. Don't know that we know the answer to that.
But maybe just send them, Manal, and I'll include them either in the glossary or in the topic paper itself.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. If there's nothing else, Bart, do you want to address anything else on this call?
No. The only thing is Christina will send out a doodle. Tentatively, we have a call scheduled for the 12th of October, probably around the same time, maybe, or change the time for the people in California and in Australia that this time.
Well, it'll be an hour later for me, and an hour later for California, I think, the next time we have a call, because it'll be, we'll have gone into daylight saving and
Okay, what will happen is, but will we send out the doodle shortly after this call for the call around the 12th of October when it's tentatively scheduled.
Okay.
That's all for me.
Anyone got anything else they need to ask or to say on this call? Okay. In that case, can I please ask everybody, this document that we're putting together now, this topic paper, the goal is to get this out for public comment. Semantics and spelling mistakes and grammar don't much matter for the moment. We'll sort all of that out. But if you've got any concerns, anything you don't think is covered, anything you don't think is phrased properly, anything that you don't understand, please provide all that information to the list or directly to Bart if that makes you more comfortable. And we will knock it into shape over the next 10 days or so that we can approve it and send it out for comment by our own deadline. Okay? Great. If there's nothing else... Thanks, everybody.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.